This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
I think most of us have seen Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Wilson!
Oh, great movie.
I'm sorry!
I have not cried harder in a movie than at that point with a dumb volleyball.
I know, but then I was just like...
killed me.
I was like, oh, the time away, the peace, the quiet would be so nice.
Well, the plot of the movie came to life for two friends who found themselves lost at sea. After sailing out, some bad weather got them turned around. And as fate would have it, their GPS died next. So to save fuel, they decided to turn off the motor and just drift. But they ended up drifting for 29 days.
Oh, wow.
29 days. The men were able to survive on rainwater, okay, some oranges that they had packed, and scattered coconuts they found floating on the water.
Okay, you know they were not prepared then. I'm doing something that I think I could be lost at sea with, I'm going to bring extra food with me, just in case.
Right. And after aimlessly floating for 250 miles, a fisherman noticed them and was able to get some help. The men were so weak, they had to be carried off the boat. And when asked later about the experience, one of the men said, quote, "I didn't hear about COVID or anything else, so I guess it was a nice break from everything."
Sure, I'm sunburned beyond belief, but boy, that's really nice to not talk about COVID for 5 minutes. Wow, that's a healthy, positive attitude.
Right?
Yeah, I've always feared getting lost at sea because it seems so horrible. Like, every lost at sea show I've ever seen, except for Gilligan's Island, like, is horrible. And so I don't want to go out that way,
yeah,
for sure.
Because, you know, you can't make a phone out of coconut shells.
No.
It's impossible.
The professor... If I was him, that'd be fantastic.
He could do anything.
How they stayed stuck for so long is still a mystery to me. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I'm not sure if this is a service or a disservice. I don't know, but I've never been that smart. We're going to go for it. So the other day, there's something going on at work with Betty Rock. And I thought about asking her this question. And then I thought, oh, I don't know. Can I ask this? But I want to know. But I don't know, as a guy... stepping into these waters, treading lightly, can be very difficult. So I've already complimented her 3 times today.
Oh, good job.
In preparation.
Oh, I see. You were trying to butter me up.
I'm just protecting myself here.
Wow.
Because I want to do this as a service for guys who might have questions about women that they're afraid to ask, okay? And so maybe you can help us out with this, Rock. You can provide the answer. Here's the thing. I noticed the other day.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm like, nervous.
I noticed the other day your makeup, okay?
Yeah. Oh, be careful.
I know. It was beautiful. But I'm curious, do you have levels of makeup that you do as a woman? Like, you have levels
that
where...
that wasn't near as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but for me, it's terrifying.
Because you guys can twist a lot of things into a lot of negative things.
Yeah, you can, because, like, well, do you have levels of makeup? Why am I ugly? Not my intention. But, like if we're shooting a video, do you do, say, more makeup or more, like, eyeliner, per se, than if we're not?
Yes.
Okay,
and
thank
I will
you.
Tell you why that is.
Please.
Is because... in a video, the video lives on.
Right.
So that will live on for years to come.
Okay.
Now, if I come in sweats, which I've done before,
yeah,
hair up in a messy bun.
All the time.
And I don't really care. It doesn't matter because that's just like some makeup that I just threw on,
so
whatever.
So you do it lighter.
Because no one's going to remember me that day.
Okay.
Yeah, like not so much eyeshadow, not so much eyeliner or mascara. Okay. I don't go the extra mile.
So do you have like a level 1, 2, and 3? Are you at like DEFCON 3 for, you know?
I would say there may be women that have different levels.
Okay.
I have a level 1, which is just pretty much what I do all the time. And then a level 2, which is video day, which is why I like to know if we're filming something, I want to know ahead of time.
And level 3 is a date.
I haven't known level 3 in a while.
We've never gotten to level 3. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, now if you're a guy, Betty's going to help us out with this. You can ask any question that you're afraid to ask your wife because you don't want to have the conversation following it, or just a woman at work. Betty's calm, and she's ready to do this today. And so that's fine. And also, too, if you're a woman and you've been asked a question, I'd love to hear that as well. So either way, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you've got a question as a guy you've always wanted to ask and you want some clarity on without getting wailed on, today's your day. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Kelly, what do you think?
Well, I definitely have different levels of makeup. I have level 1, 2, and 3. And level 1, this is the fast makeup. That's what I call the fast makeup. That's when you put a little powder, little blush, little mascara on. Then I have level two makeup, and that's when you put a little bit more. You put a little eyeshadow on. You might put some eyeliner on. And then you have the level 3, and that's when you go all out. That's when you put on the foundation. That's when you put on the concealer. That's when you're going out on the date. But people know that when I have level 1 makeup on, something's wrong with me. So they know to stay off.
Well, as guys, let me tell you, we don't know that. We can't figure this thing out. So is it fair then, knowing that you have level 1, 2, and 3, and you're going to look different on different days, is it fair then for a guy to say, what's different today?
No, you could ask, how are you doing today? Knowing that you could get a long answer.
Could you say, somebody's in a good mood. I see eyeshadow.
We had this conversation on our Facebook page. You can follow along at facebook.com/Wally Show. But David had the question, why can't I ask my wife if I can babysit the kids?
Yeah, hey, look, why don't you let me babysit the kids today and you go have a girl's day? Like, hey, man, like, what could possibly be wrong with that?
Well, David, I'm going to spell it out for you. It's not so much the question as it is the verbiage that you are choosing. You cannot use the word babysit when it comes to your own kids. You are talking about your own children. This is not something you're getting paid to do.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Maybe I should be getting paid.
No. Parenting is a two-way street. You wouldn't hear your wife say, oh, let me go pick up the kids. I need to babysit them. No. You're parenting.
It's a joy.
Oh, is it her responsibility too and not yours?
No. I think we just think babysit because it's not our full-time thing usually. Now, it's different in every relationship, but like for guys, a lot of times it's not the thing that we do full-time as amazing women do. And so it's out of the norm for us. Plus, we are going to just sit on the couch, watch TV, and raid the fridge. So it is kind of like babysitting.
I did see one time on Instagram where this dad, he went to level 10. It was amazing. He wanted to take a nap, so he took a nap on his couch and told his kids to draw him taking a nap.
So good.
And that's so great because they're quiet, they're drawing him, and he's like the sculpture.
Yeah, the problem is, though, when your wife gets home to see the drawings of you sleeping on the couch, you still have some explaining to do.
Need to freshen up your playlist? Here's what's new on Now.
Every week we have Gavin take a little time perusing Way Now, our sister station, our side stream, if you will, and brings us some of the music that's happening over there.
Yeah, so if you want to catch more of our hip-hop or pop or Christian rap, you can go to this station or go to this website and hear this kind of music, which is really good. And every week we do highlight a new song. This week's new song is by an artist named Courtney Ramirez.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
And the song is called Life is Good. And honestly, I do think that this is a song where if you heard it on Way FM, you'd be like, that's new, but I really like it. Okay. So I think it's a really good song.
Here you go. Yeah, I like that. And I like watching Gavin sing it. Eyes closed, finger pointing. That was some really good lip syncing, Gavin.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. It's kind of a summer song feel to it, you know?
I think it's a good anthem. And when you're feeling good, this is a good song to just jam to.
Yeah, not a bad offering there on New On Now. Now, again, like some of the stuff is way rap and stuff, which is great. Like, I love that. But it's different than here. And so the reason we have that is that if you, you know, have someone in your life that is into more hip hop and things like that, you go, hey, here's like some great music that has redeeming qualities to it, because there's a lot of bad, man. When you look at what won a Grammy a couple years ago from Cardi B, you're like, really? That's what we're doing now here.
That's
and
tough.
So this is a great thing for like your kids or other people that you want to, you know, still have the word of God getting into them, you know, but they like a different style of music than you. Way Now is a great way to do it.
Yep, you can go to waynowmusic.com or download the Way Now app.
You know what I'm happy about? I'm happy I made the decision to earn my degree online at Colorado Christian University. Smartest move I ever made.
And right now, CCU is offering the chance to win a $10,000 or $5,000 scholarship, and it could be you. Go to ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm. Even if you don't win, you could still get a $1,000 scholarship just for entering. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
So teachers work hard, and my mom was an amazing teacher, and I know what she put in. So I love it when I see people doing nice things to honor them. Well, McDonald's, God bless them, is treating teachers and educators to breakfast starting today.
Oh.
Teachers and school staff and administrators can get a free thank you meal.
What?
For breakfast.
Thank you meal. Yep.
And now it ends this week. So, I mean, I guess you could go like every day and be like, hey, Wanda, I'm here for my free breakfast.
Man, if you were a teacher, you'd be doing this every day. You'd even be trying to get who doesn't want their meal. Yeah. You drive with them just so you could get that one.
That's the beauty of it. I am a teacher at Colorado Christian University, and I have a badge, so I can get a free meal.
Let's go!
Not less me. You were a student. Big difference. I had to deal with people like you. Starting today through the 15th at participating McDonald's, all you have to do is present your ID and your work ID, and you get a free breakfast sandwich or meal, of like whatever you want there, the entree, if you will, hash browns and a beverage.
What?
I know. How great is that?
Why aren't we there already?
Why haven't we dedicated our lives to teaching? Like, this is why. Now is like where you should go back and get a third degree from Colorado Christian University, Rock, and do a teaching degree just for this.
Well, and you're in luck, because if you're a big McDonald's fan and you want to earn your degree, CCU is offering a chance to win a $10,000 or $5,000 scholarship. You just go to ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm, and it's as easy as that.
Yeah, and this is going to end just like the McDonald's offer, too. So don't wait. If you want to jumpstart your education, maybe you could fill out the form while you're getting your free McDonald's breakfast and join what Betty Rock did in IT, where I teach at Colorado Christian University. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Every Monday we do a little thing called Booyah Your Weekend, where you'll tell us a story about what happened to you this weekend. We'll go around the room, give you a boo or a yay, get more yays than boos, you want a prize. And the whole idea behind this, though, sometimes if we boo you, it can be a bad story and we're booing for you because that was kind of a bummer. Or we're booing out of jealousy. You know, you never know how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. So, Lady Rock, give me your booyah your weekend.
Well, I know that I left the office Friday and I was playing with the idea of getting a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, you were on a dog high.
I was.
And I kept telling you, you're not a dog person. Don't do it, Rock. Don't do it. Please don't do it.
So I would like everyone to know that over the weekend,
no.
I...
Oh, boy. No.
I didn't get a dog.
Yay! Okay, I'm going to yay that right out of the gate, because I'm telling you, you are a cat person through and through. Not
Am
a cat
I?
Lady, but a cat person.
I'm just not sure.
You are. No, be sure, because you're not going to like to walk a dog. You like things done neatly in your way.
Well, it's interesting you say that. So the cat that I have is my roommate's cat. Her name is Gilly, and she does like to be walked.
That is the weirdest thing.
Like, I take her outside on a leash and a harness, and she will walk around.
Do people look at you like, that's weird?
They do, and they ask questions. They're like, how did you train her to do that? I'm like, I didn't.
Yeah.
So crazy. I kind of get what it's like to have a dog, which makes me think maybe I should get one.
No, that's because that's the least. No, if you kind of think you might want one, don't get a dog.
Because you choose to walk.
Right.
Her. Like, you do not have to do that with
a dog.
That's
true. I don't have to.
And it's raining outside. You have no choice but to put your raincoat on, go out, and have muddy shoes and clean up your floor, and it's disgusting.
That's a guy that owns a dog right there. Yeah. Because, like, you could go 5 days without walking Gilly. Try that with a dog.
Yeah. So, Definitely shouldn't.
I'm assuming you're booing this.
I'm actually going to boo it because it's more of a boo. I agree with everything you've said about her and dogs, but it's a boo because you had said maybe if you got one, you'd bring it here.
Oh.
And I would be very up for that because, it's that responsibility thing where it's like, oh, we get to pet it and it'd be cute, but it's still your responsibility.
That's right. Yeah. We need an emotional support dog
here.
Well, it's still up in the air. I could be a dog person.
No, you could not. You're not.
I could.
855. Nope. 33. Way FM, 855-33-WAY-FM. What'd your dad say when you told him about this?
He said, well, you got to make your own decisions, mess ups.
Your own mistakes. That's right, Danny Ray. You're 100% right, good sir. You know I agree with everything you say. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. What is your boo-yay your weekend? We'll go around the room and pass judgment, and if you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your story now. So what do you got?
So we have a pet alligator that's like the neighborhood pet. His name is Gatorade.
That's cute.
Okay, I have 8 kids. It's the first thing we do. We run across the street and we go.
Had 9, but then we started naming the alligator and it made him a pet.
Right, so we're at the beach. I go to the beach a little bit early. My kids call me. They took Gatorade away.
Oh, so animal control came in and took the gator out of the pond. But that's a tricky thing, man. Like, I grew up with alligators, like, in my dad's construction business. They were always there doing land development. But, like, you can't get too close to them or treat them like a pet because there is a moment they will turn on you. One Eye that we used to have.
That was his name? One Eye.
We weren't that creative. He had One Eye.
But
we used to feed him sandwiches, and then he got super aggressive, and we had to, like, get rid of him.
Oh.
Yeah, I 100% get it. It was a sad thing, but it was kind of getting a little bit scary with people walking their dogs and stuff.
Well, Amy, I'm going to boo on behalf of Gatorade because he found his home. He thought he found his family in y'all.
His forever home.
Yes, and then y'all backstabbed him and got animal control after him, and now he's homeless.
No, it wasn't me, though. It wasn't me. It was everybody else.
But you should have been standing there with a poster saying, leave Gatorade alone.
Had I been there, I probably would have jumped on the guy's back.
Yeah. What you need is Britney Spears' fans. Motivate them to
free help. Britney, yeah. Free Gatorade.
So what do you got?
Last week I had a video interview scheduled with the company. And when I went to fire up my laptop, I noticed that none of my applications were working properly. Couldn't use my video or my headset, and applications wouldn't open. And I noticed that Microsoft did an update on my laptop and crashed. But what really disturbs me, it crashed my backup drive, which had 30-plus years of data.
Oh.
Pictures of my deceased family, pictures of my family, ever since we went digital, right, which is almost 30 years ago for me. I'm in the networking field, so I've been in. Ever since they've had a digital camera, I was like, man, I don't have to print them anymore. I can just save them on a disk.
Yeah.
And so that restore process, instead of just restoring the laptop hard disk and whatnot, it went out and formatted and did my external hard disk, which, again, was my backup disk.
Oh, I am
so
sorry.
For all of my data.
You know, we always talk about how sometimes we're booing for you. I'm booing for you, and I'm booing against Microsoft as well. I mean, just another reason to not use Microsoft.
Yeah, exactly. They received a scathing email from me.
And there's that weird thing. It's like when there's a death, you know, they talk about the 5 stages of grief. Like, you're going to go through that with your hard drive crash.
Oh,
I'm being serious. You will. And you're in anger right now.
Monday School is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
So this week, we talked about stress.
But now we're stressed out.
The stress is something that we all have in common, but we process it differently. And we actually talked about this in the context of Alice in Wonderland. Rock, have you seen Alice in Wonderland?
I have not. I've seen clips of it.
Yeah, I've never seen the whole thing all the way through.
Yeah.
And so I was waiting like on pins and needles. How's it in? Spoiler alert, don't tell me. I don't know. but apparently, it's about Alice not being content with the world that she's in. So she's searching for her Wonderland, and she follows this white rabbit down a hole. But the rabbit doesn't lead Alice to Wonderland, plot twist.
What?
Instead, he leads her to a world of chaos and stress. And the white rabbit is stress in furry form.
I'm late for a very important date. No,
so the question is, what is your white rabbit? What is that thing that gives you the most stress in life? And, you know, kind of asked that question. I thought about it.
Wally?
I thought about it. I'm looking at it, you know, now. And so, you know, like, but how do you deal with that stress? There's apathy, anger, anxiety. But what does the Bible say about this? Because it's something we all deal with. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And all means all. It means your past anxieties, your present stress, as well as your future worries.
Mm.
And that's not always easy to do because we like to maintain control. But what's interesting is in the verse before that verse, it tells you to cast all your anxiety on him. It says to humble yourself. So coming to God, admitting we can't do it all on our own, we need God's help, is one of the first steps in biblically managing stress.
And I think a big step of that is realizing you don't have to have it all put together
right
before you come to him. You can come with your big mess and he will accept you just the way you are.
Yeah, because we tend to think you've got to be perfect when you walk in the doors of a church and I can't be here till I got it all together. Nothing could be further from the truth. And one thing that the pastor said almost in passing that hit me, it's almost like there's a formula for our stress. You know, is what we're, you know, what we're taking in, that like the things that we take in that mm-hmm. stress us out, is that greater than the time we spend in the Word of God? That's where Jesus is, you know, and that's where our peace comes from. So basically, if we're spending a bunch of time on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and that outweighs the time we spend with Jesus, maybe the first step in reducing our stress is changing some of those things in our lives and putting back into ourselves the stuff that doesn't introduce chaos.
Well, and it changes our perspective to things that are eternal instead of things that are just happening right now.
Absolutely. There you go. Maybe that helps you out today because you're walking through a little bit of that stress and anxiety, and that's going to do it for your Monday school. Trying to buy a house in a fast-paced housing market has some challenges, and you cannot be unprepared for when you find that perfect home. Hey, it's Wally, and in this super competitive market, you have to be SpongeBob ready. And United Faith Mortgage can get you there. You have to know your options and what you can truly afford, and it's easy to get caught up in a bidding war and make a bad decision. And United Faith Mortgage knows this and will not put you into a loan that's not good for you long term. This is because they're more than just a mortgage company. They are faith-based, family-owned, and they want to help people who listen to Way FM get into the home of their dreams. In fact, they only partner with Christian radio stations. Personally, I cannot say enough good things about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. So to make sure that you're really SpongeBob ready,
I'm ready!
Talk to the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gab, what you got?
So we've had numerous ups and downs through the last year and a half as we have dealt with COVID. And right now, we've seen the restaurant industry take a massive hit as they've struggled to fill out their staff. And so that's resulting in all these long waits. And I mean, we waited at a Texas Roadhouse for 2 hours before we were able to get seated because they said we're understaffed tonight.
Yeah, and that happens at so many places. I mean, fast food places and stuff like that. And I'm like, wait, how do we have all this unemployment again?
Yeah.
I'm not sure the math works out.
There's so many jobs available.
Yeah, so why are they not being taken? I don't know.
So one company that is taking an active step towards solving their staffing issue is the fried chicken restaurant Raising Cane's. Have you guys ever had that?
Yes, I have had Raising Cane's, and it's good. Their chicken's not Chick-fil-A good,
no.
But it's good. But their Texas toast,
it's amazing.
Off the Richter.
Their sweet tea is amazing.
Yeah. So I'm a fan.
I love it. And they're actually going to be sending out, so they have, you know, the employees that work there, and they have the corporate employees that works in offices and does all their business related stuff. So what they're doing is they're taking 250 of their corporate employees and sending them out onto the quote unquote front lines to work as cashiers, fryers, drive-through workers.
That's a great idea.
To kind of combat the understaffing that they have.
Although they're all these corporate people, they're going to make the service slower and worse because they don't know what they're doing, but they're going to have to learn and be trained. But I think that's super healthy because it will give them a better perspective of what their employees deal with on a daily basis. And sometimes at corporate levels, you make these big sweeping decisions that really do have trickle-down effects that you don't consider unless you've stood in someone else's shoes.
Absolutely.
And so the fact that they're doing that might actually end up making them a better company.
This is kind of reminding me of an episode of Undercover Boss.
Yes, I love that show.
That's great.
I wonder if it will maybe make them rethink things. Or...
It could have that that ability, absolutely. Because, I mean, again, when you do somebody else's job, you tend to give them grace the next time their job is interacting with yours because you're like, okay, I get why you did it that way now where you didn't before.
Right.
I think that's super smart, and it serves a need where they can't get people hired. And maybe that'll make them hire differently, too. Maybe even up the rate that they're paying because they go, no one should have to put up with that lady complaining about the Texas toast not being toasted enough. You know, and so I get it, man. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's easy to get burnt out on things. You know, your job, that happens all the time. Sadly, sometimes relationships or even your faith. It's easy to get kind of burnt out or churched out, if you will. And we were talking the other day about a post that was on the prayer wall of somebody that's just kind of churched out. Like, I'm just done. I'm numb. I don't even know that I believe in God anymore, and I've spent my whole life in this, and I'm just kind of done, you know? And so I'm curious because I think most people, to some degree in their life, have been at that place at some point in time. There are different levels of it, like where some people are like, I'm totally out, and other people are like, I got some questions, Lord, you know?
Right, and I think there's a difference between religion and having a relationship.
Sure.
But I think when we practice religion, you can get burnt out because you're surrounded by people that are sinful, just like you, and they make mistakes. And so sometimes it feels like I'm doing all the right things, and then these people around me that I'm looking up to are messing up.
Yeah, and when you focus on the rules more than the relationship, that's where things get out of balance, and that's exhausting. Like, trying to be perfect and trying to check off all the boxes, I get how that will burn you out, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what we want to talk about. Maybe you've been in this place before and you've been churched out, and how did you maybe get back to it? Or what is your advice for somebody that's sitting in that place right now who can't seem to get back to God? Like, because there's a lot of times there's a desire to, like, God, I really want this again, but I don't know how to get there because of what I'm feeling now. Mm-hmm. And so if you've been there and you have a thought on this, love to hear it because it might be just the thing that somebody needs today. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the same number you always call for the fun and the shenanigans and games and stuff like that. But boy, I'd love to have your serious take on this right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what would your advice be for them?
My advice, honestly, is what I tell people every day. I work at a grocery store, and I hear this a lot from people, but church, to me, is a verb. Church is something you carry with you in your heart. Jesus is in your heart. Jesus is always there with you. That relationship is always there with you.
You want to know what I love best about Paul right here is when you said, this is something I do every day. I was literally expecting to say, I'm a pastor, I'm a counselor, but you're like, I work at a grocery store. That's what I love about this, because you are doing exactly what you said. You're living out your faith every day in your job that's not a spiritual job per se, but you are living your faith out inside of that and showing people the love of Jesus. And I think that's super cool.
I think it's super cool when people show it back.
Oh, definitely, man. Well, dude, I appreciate you being on the show with us today and sharing your perspective.
All of y'all have a blessed day. Stay safe.
Some people are sharing their thoughts on our Facebook page. You can follow along at facebook.com/Wally Show. But Jason said it might be good to take a weekend and spend some time alone with God in nature, possibly. Sometimes a little solitude is necessary to keep your focus.
He had a key in there, though, like spend time with God in nature. Yeah, it's great. Go get out in nature, go whatever, mm-hmm. but don't like just check out and be like, I'm just going to enjoy the good vibes in nature and not
right.
process God as part of this, you know, like because the other is running and one is like doing the work, you know, kind mm-hmm. of thing. So what is your advice, Elizabeth, to someone who's feeling a little churched out?
All right. So I've been in their shoes. And what I usually do and been doing in the mornings when I present my day to the Lord, when we have that relationship with him and we go to his word, we understand what we need to fight against.
Yeah, that's kind of an irony. Like when we get distant from God, we stop reading and we stop spending time in the Bible. And usually in those times of distance is where we should probably double down and be more in there, because that's where we find
yeah.
his truth and his promises. And that's where we kind of put scripture into our lives. And that can be the thing that is the turning point for us. I love your take on that. And I really appreciate you sharing that today. That might be the thing that helps somebody out.
Amen. I hope so. Thank you, Wally.
What would your advice be?
Worship. Music and worship. And just releasing that. That does it for me every time. That's why I love Way FM.
Oh, cool. Well, I think worshiping even when you don't necessarily feel it, you know, is
yeah.
a thing like that song by Bethel Music, I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies,
yeah.
you know. Or Betty, your favorite line.
Yeah, I love that. My weapon is a melody.
And don't stop going to church, because then you're not taking your medicine. You know, you need to go where you're ministered to in your refreshment. Worship God and get lost in the word.
Well, there you go. Hopefully, if you're in that place where you're maybe feeling a little burnt out, some of this is kind of resonated with you today. Thanks, Linda.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Bye-bye. I'm gonna sing in the middle of a storm.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and Way FM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While a work ethic is something to be admired, actor George Clooney believes the expectation should have a limit when it comes to your age.
Oh, okay. You know what? I understand that. Like, the older I get, like, I've had a really strong work ethic my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've worked sick, hurt, everything, and just never take days off. I think in, 14 years here, I think maybe I've taken six sick days. Like, that's it.
And that's being generous.
I know. Like, so, like, yeah. I understand the work ethic part of this, but I also do understand at the end, you're like, I just like to enjoy my life a little.
Well, many have wondered if he'd ever try his hand at politics. He looks like he'd be Like, he just looks like a politician.
He looks like a movie politician.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of the
president.
Yeah, like, but when you look at our actual president, you're like, oh, no, that does not look like George Clooney.
Well, the 60-year-old said no, he's not interested in politics, saying, quote, I would actually like to have a nice life.
There it is.
And I get that, too, because once you go into politics, everybody's going to be digging through your closet, finding those skeletons.
You think you're gray now? Be president. Every president goes super gray. Some get ahead of it and just start gray, Biden. But everybody else that like wasn't gray prior to, they become super gray. And I get it. It's a tough job.
Well, instead, George Clooney said he wants to use this time to do things he enjoys, like while he's still in good health, like playing basketball and spending time with his family, which, you know, he's married now. He's got two babies, I believe. And I believe they're twins.
Yeah, at 60.
At 60.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he has a younger
wife. Look at him, though.
Yeah, he's got a younger wife. Okay.
Look at him.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, like, to think that, like, he and I have that in common. Like, we both.
What?
We're both like, hey, I want to enjoy life a little bit more.
You're both
like,
male?
That, yeah.
And 60?
And gray. I'm not 60. I'm actually younger than him, believe it or not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't tell. I would have thought otherwise.
I know. How does he look that good? It's just not fair. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to do a little great googly moogly. It's a chance for you to win a prize here, and you're going to play along with us. Gavin is our resident Google Meister. He asks Google an open-ended question, and we will take turns guessing how Google autofilled that. If you get a point here, you get a point if you get something on the list, the top five. But if you get the number one answer, you would win a prize. And Betty Rock and I will help you. We'll see how we're doing today, if our mind is in tune with Googly Moogly here, so you'll know who to have help you. So what do you got, Gavin?
So the first question is, why do I always forget to pack my blank for a trip or something like that?
Okay, why do I always forget to pack my...
I think I've got this.
Do you really?
Don't guess what I'm going to write.
Okay. I'm trying right now to think of what you would write. Okay.
Just to cancel her out?
Yes. Betty Rock, what did you say?
Phone charger.
Oh,
you
nuts.
Didn't say that, did you?
I was between phone charger and toothbrush, and I went with toothbrush.
Yes!
Nah, dadgummit. All right, so who landed up on the list?
One person got the number one answer.
Yep.
And one person got 0 points.
Oh.
Betty got the number one answer.
Nuts. I was going to say that, too. Oh, dadgummit. Okay, so.
Well played.
All right, let's do one more round. I'm feeling pretty good today.
Okay, how do you eat blank? There's so many options.
Eat.
How do you eat? I don't have a hard time eating.
I know.
Okay. Okay, I've got a very politically incorrect answer.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Betty Rock, go with yours.
I said kiwi.
Okay, that's a tricky little furry fruit.
It's furry, and I feel like sometimes people might not know that they need to peel it.
You do.
And then, you know, how do you, you know now, you got to take a spoon and scoop the fruit out of the skin, all that stuff.
All of that is news to me, so I'm really glad that I learned this today.
What is fruit?
My politically incorrect answer was whales. How do you eat whales?
Oh!
Did I make the list?
You didn't make the list.
Ah! You shouldn't!
I said it was politically incorrect.
Politically incorrect, but
you still said it.
I know.
So the number five answer was sharks.
Okay.
I'm not giving him a point for that. But
I was on the fence between whales or dolphins, which would be more inflammatory.
Good job going with whales.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Oh, man. So kiwi didn't make the list either.
No.
But the number one answer was coconuts, and I feel like it's in that similar ballpark where
you're
like...
That's a tough one, too.
I don't even know how you get into a coconut.
Because Tom Hanks, he showed us that you can use an ice skate, the pick, to try and get the water out.
Yeah.
But that's all I know.
But yeah, you got to be careful, like, because you can get to the coconut meat, but you don't want to lose the coconut milk.
You don't.
Because if you just crack it open, you lose all the milk in it. I grew up in Florida. We had a coconut tree. It's weird.
Do you know how to get in? Like, I gave you a coconut right now, using stuff in this office, you can get in?
Yeah, it's going to hurt you, but I can get it in.
It would hurt you.
I'm going to use Gavin's head.
No!
All right, so Betty Rock, you did well. Maybe Betty can be the key to helping you out today with great googly moogly. All you have to do is call right now if you want to play around with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Kevin, how are you today?
Man, I am blessed.
All right. Well, that's good. Hopefully that's going to continue here and it's going to be a trend and you're going to win this game. Because the way it works is Gavin's going to ask us an open-ended question and Google autofills it. We're going to try to help you out with this. We're going to give you our thoughts on what was autofilled. If you go with us, great, and we're on the board, you would win a prize. If one of us gets the number one answer, you would win two prizes, and you can always go out on your own. If you don't like either of our guesses, you can take one yourself. So here we go. Gavin, great googly moogly go.
How did I hurt my blank?
Oh, I know this one. Instantly, I know this one. How did I hurt my tailbone? That's like what everybody hurts. It's like you fall right on your tuchus there, and I have fallen before.
But you know how you hurt your tuchus is you fall on it. Yeah. I think that's pretty obvious. Kevin, I think the answer is, how did I hurt my own feelings? A lot of people are...
Just by being a millennial.
Yes. But I think a lot of us are triggered by things that hurt our feelings, and so okay. I think people might be asking, how did I hurt my own feelings?
So those are our guesses, my own feelings or tailbone. You can go with one of those, Kevin, or you can go out on your own. What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to go with you, Wally.
You're going to go with me and tailbone and not your feelings. I think that's probably a safe bet. Gavin, did hurt my own feelings make the list?
The millennial answer did not make the list.
Thank goodness. All right, that's good. I'm really happy about
Should
that.
Have. That hurt All my right. feelings.
So did tailbone make the list?
Tailbone made the list, and it was the number one answer.
Woo! Kevin, look at you guys.
Awesome.
Well, that means since it's the number one answer, Kevin, you're also winning two prizes.
Get out of here.
No, I will not. You are the big winner today.
Awesome.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I think you'll probably agree with me. I love hearing salvation stories when people come to faith in Christ and they do the right things, turn their lives over. Betty's giving me the eye right now because I'm setting her up for the continuation of her Waldo's chicken story. If you haven't heard this, let me just set it up real quick. She ordered online, and she's so used to going like to Chipotle where you pay online, then you just pick it up. Waldo's, you don't pay for it online. You go pick it up and pay for it when you're there. And she just was in that mode of picking it up. So she picked it up and went home, ate Waldo's chicken, realized, I haven't paid for this. And then we all got on her about, well, did you go make it right? She's like, I'm getting to it. Just like that. And so it had been over a week and she still hadn't gotten to it. But now Betty Rock, Waldo's called me.
No, they did
they
not.
They did. And they said that you actually made it right.
I made it right like I Hallelujah! Said I would. I don't Woo! Know why anyone feels like they need to prejudge me on these situations. I'm going to make it right. I'm a good person.
Sure.
So this past Friday, I went down there and I ordered food again. Okay. And when
That's nice too.
Yeah. So I go through the drive-thru and I tell the lady who's giving me the food, I'm like, hey, do you mind? I need you to charge me for two of these because the last time I was here, I walked out accidentally. And she looks me dead in the eye and she says, don't you worry about it. Everyone deserves a free meal every now and then. Oh. And I said, well, aren't you the sweetest? Like, bless your heart. Let me pay. And she was like, no. Don't worry about it. So she hands me my food and she hands me a little tablet so that I can fill out like my card and my debit card.
And to actually pay for the meal this time. You know, they didn't go on the honor system with you too, which is what I love.
Put it on my bill.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're going to need you to sign this and I'm probably going to need a letter of recommendation and some references.
Oh my word. So, as I was trying to say, I pay for my meal, but when it says, would you like to leave a tip? I left a tip that was worth the amount another meal would
cost. Nice! Okay, because you're not a great tipper either, and so...
Sir!
Very good.
It's not worth anything.
It will be in a second.
Your opinion
when you let me finish.
Doesn't matter to me. You won't let me finish stories.
I'm proud of you.
I don't care.
I'm proud of you.
I don't want it. Take it back.
I'm disappointed in you. No. Nicely done. Nicely done. You made it right. And even though they tried to give you a free meal, you still made it right. Nicely
done. Like I said, I would.
Better late than never is the rule there. Nice. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Gavin does our TMI segment where he finds information and on your latest, you know, on the artists that we play here all the time, the latest information and stuff, and sometimes he has too much stuff, even for TMI to hold it all, and so what do you got today?
So, Joel Smallbone, for King & Country posted this video of Joel Smallbone, who is one of the brothers who sings, and it was a clip from the new Jesus Music documentary?
It's called the Jesus Music Documentary. I was supposed to go see it this weekend, and then I couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
And I still haven't seen it yet.
I want
to
see it.
I was supposed to be in it, too, and I got cut out, but whatever, Andy. But Michael W. Smith cut me out of it, too. True story. And he let me know. But the parts I've seen of it, when they were building it, it looks phenomenal. If you are a Christian music fan, it is a movie worth seeing.
I'm excited to see it. And this clip that they posted on their Instagram was talking about kind of the earliest musical inspirations that they had. And this was Joel's. It surprised me.
The first one I remember was a band called Stryper. Stryper had such a theatrical mindset. I remember they would throw Bibles out to the crowd.
Yep.
Every second of that performance was so thought out and so intentional. And so if you look at For King and Country now, it's basically Stryper.
Yes, it is! I've always said that.
Yeah.
Yes, they are very theatrical. Like, there's some new video of them coming down from the ceiling in elevators, like glass elevators.
Grief.
No, good golly, Miss Molly, it's amazing. So they learned from the best, and they're replicating it. I love that they pay homage to our Stryper boys. Yeah.
Our Stryper.
Yeah.
I've lost a little respect I had for King and Country.
No.
Yes. They put on such a good show, too. And you know what? Maybe they should bring out the throwing Bibles into the crowd.
That's a cool idea.
It was dope back in the day.
Can you imagine getting a concussion from a King James Bible?
You know what? But if I have to enter his gates, like, because of that, what a great way. I took the word of your Lord, you God, to the head at a King and Country show, and now I'm here standing in front of you.
Wow.
That should at least get me to the front of the line.
And I'm sure he would say, well done, faithful
servant. Exactly.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.